So the techniques that are used for recording from cells happen at many, many different levels. And many of the techniques that are used now, some of the techniques that are used to record population responses from groups of cells, so-called extracellular recordings, or even extracellular recordings from individual cells, those are techniques that have been around since the 50s and 60s and are still an important component of contemporary laboratories. But those, although they're still important, there's many, many other techniques, obviously, that have come along since then. One very important technique is called whole cell recording. And in that technique, a single glass microelectrode can be positioned or placed onto the membrane of a cell. And under the right conditions, one can record individually from just that single neuron. And that allows one to do many, many experiments and to record at a resolution that one never would be able to do with some of these older techniques. Some of the more recent approaches are using, again, extracellular recordings, but doing them in a sort of massive array that allows one to not only study a small population of 10 or 20 or 50 cells at a time, or one at a time, but hundreds of neurons at a time, even in awake and behaving animals, so that we can look at a vast array of neurons and see what they're doing during certain behavioral tasks or under different sensory conditions. Otherwise, to get a look at a large population code of sensory experience or cognitive activity in the brain. So the techniques that one uses sort of runs the gamut from things that are very old and kind of coarse but still very useful to newer techniques that are much finer in resolution, but then also other techniques that are sort of much broader and give us a bigger picture of activity in the brain.